Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Challenging times call for a new way of thinking. That's why we've added a new weekly podcast to the Seneca Women Podcast Network, Made by Women, a series focused on the incredible stories of women entrepreneurs and their businesses. Today, we're thrilled to share with you a preview of our next episode, highlighting a woman who's blazed an incredible trail in the entertainment industry, Deborah Martin Chase. Now, Deborah is the first African-American female producer to have a deal at any major studio. She's also the first African-American woman to produce a film that grossed over $100 million. To date, her films have grossed over $500 million at the box office worldwide. She has produced incredibly popular films, including the Princess Diaries franchise, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and the Cheetah Girls. She also produced Sparkle, a dramatic musical starring Jordan Sparks and Whitney Houston, and Just Right, starring Queen Latifah and Common, which won the NAACP Image Award for Best Screenplay. Most recently, her company, Martin Chase Productions, produced Harriet, starring Cynthia Erivo. Harriet, of course, is based on the life of the iconic Underground Railroad freedom fighter, Harriet Tubman. In this week's episode of Made by Women, you'll hear the incredible story of how she got her start in Hollywood, how she worked her way to a position of power, and how she now makes the most of her position as a fierce advocate for women in the entertainment industry. Here's a glimpse of what she had to say.
When I looked around the industry, you know, at that time, basically, if you were a Black producer, you were only making Black product. Whereas every, you know, white producers, male, female, Hispanic producers were making Black product as well. So I went to the agencies. At the time I was with the William Morris Agency, but I went to all of them and I said, look, you need to send me the stuff that you send the white producers. Don't just send me the stuff that you think I should be doing. Let me make that decision. I had produced Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. And so the unpublished manuscript for the Princess Diaries came to William Morris. It had been turned down by, I don't know, 15 publishers. But the agent called me. He said, well, you just did Cinderella, and I thought that this might be up your alley. And I read the book that night and I was like, oh, I get this. And, you know, sold it to Disney. And then that, you know, success helps you get more success in the sense that, you know, all of a sudden I was on the map as a, you know, established producer. Don't be afraid to go for what you want. Right. I mean, you know, they're boxes and it's kind of easy to go into a box. But, you know, like create the life that you want to live.
Deborah Martin Chase is simply incredible. Make sure to listen to the full conversation on tomorrow's Made by Women podcast and hear in depth how she succeeded in Hollywood, an industry that is notoriously tough on women, especially Black women. So here's something good for today. Deborah Martin Chase shows us that if you have a strong sense of purpose, you can make amazing things happen. And she also shares lessons everyone can use on how to find your voice and why sometimes the best way to move forward is to stop doing what you've always done. You can then look for new opportunities and perhaps even leap ahead. Make sure to subscribe to our Made by Women podcast for valuable insights from successful entrepreneurs and business lessons you won't get anywhere else. Please join me for tomorrow's episode of Made by Women with Deborah Martin Chase and listen to Made by Women every week on iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.